please join us as we visit with Richard Seguin, account executive for media with Quebec City Tourism. Bonjour, comment allez-vous?
Bonjour, Tom, ça va très bien.
Ça va. What a pleasure to connect and meet you. I have never been to Quebec City. What an exotic European city in the middle of Canada.
Yes, exactly. We see the fact that the city is a walled city. That's about the only one. Yeah, you're going to see that only in Mexico, so it makes it different than any other city you're going to see all over North America.
And in Europe, as we both know, a lot of old walled cities are no more. They show you where the walls were. Your walls are still intact, correct?
Yes, I would say all of them are still intact. So you see, the first time that you see it, it's quite fascinating to see that you have to go through a gate to get in and out of the old city.
Back up in time and talk about the history of Quebec City and who started it and when and why.
Yeah, the person who founded Quebec City, his name is Champlain. He's known in the United States. You know, he's the same person who gave his name to Lake Champlain. He was a great explorer, brilliant man. His idea was, you know, many people came over here, to make a long story short, to do a fast buck. You know, like with fur trade and that kind of stuff. He was totally different. He had in mind, he had a vision of this, establishing a real city and a colony and having people coming over. So that's what he did.
How long ago was this taking place?
That's a little over 400 years old. We celebrated we had celebrations all year of 2008, so that was 1608. Mm-hmm. July 3rd, to be very precise.
Isn't that incredible? Think about early 1600 and you're going to travel across the Atlantic and survive, and then travel across this wilderness and establish a city. That's incredible.
It took a lot of strength, and actually, you know, the people would come over. Just like you mentioned, traveling, just going over the Atlantic Ocean was in itself. And you had to know exactly what you were doing. It was a very difficult thing to do. But he did it. He meant to do it.
Tell us how they physically got there from the Atlantic. There's a navigable way to get there, and they were looking along that period of time for the Northwest Passage too, weren't they?
Yes, exactly. And they were looking actually for a way to India, a short passage to India. That's what so many things. I was born near Montreal in a city called Lachine, mm-hmm. which means China. But finally, they figured it out. And the reason why Champlain chose Quebec City, because he saw the perfect spot for a city. Because what's so beautiful about the city is, you see, it's like on two different levels. Charles Dickens, when he was in Quebec City, when he came to Quebec City, described as Gibraltar or North America. So it's really a feeling, and you have a fortress way on top of it. So it gives the city a sort of a dramatic beauty. It's really beautiful, but those are natural. It's like a natural fortress. Mm-hmm. And Quebec, in the American Indian language, means where the river narrows. Mm-hmm. Detroit, or a strait, if you prefer. So you had the perfect spot to see whoever was coming to America.
From a defensive fortification, it's an ideal location then.
It's perfect. All on one side, like the side facing the river. Mm-hmm. That's why the wall was completed, to go all the way around, to mm-hmm. circle the city.
They were attacked, weren't they? It wasn't all peace there.
Oh, no. Altogether, there were six important battles that were fought in Quebec City. Mm-hmm. I should say five, because you know, one that poor Phipps, General Phipps, when he came along, he lost all of his ships on an island, so there was a terrible wreck, so he never made it to Quebec City, but he meant to. Mm-hmm. So, and the battle we know the most, it took place in 1759. It's known as the Battle of the Plains of Abraham. Mm-hmm. Like both generals, General Wolfe, General Montcalm, lost their life during the battle, and it changed the course of history in North America. Like from a French colony, Quebec City and all of that area became a British colony. So that changed the course of history.
So the French were never able to regain their power and ownership then?
No, they couldn't. At that time, the King of France has his handful of wars himself in Europe. Mm-hmm. And but we kept our language and our, the British. But you know what? The British thought, maybe the French Canadians, if they're not happy, they will want to join the United States. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have more people to fight. So they were allowed to keep the religion, which was very important then, and the language. Mm-hmm. So that's why I've got a French accent right now. That's explained. That's all, you know, history is very interesting. You see consequences centuries later.
Mm-hmm. So French culture and cuisine and music is very much alive and a living thing in Quebec City.
Oh, yes, it is. It is. You know, we live in French, and we even have, we send you guys some interesting people like Cirque du Soleil or Céline Dion, or who are French Canadians to begin with. Anyway, Cirque du Soleil was all French Canadian. Now they're all over the world with people from every nation, just about.
From kind of a negative angle, we have heard historically about Quebecois and the separatist movement. For people that don't know, they think that everybody speaks French only, but yet it's a very multilingual place, and as I understand, the Quebecois movement has dissipated, and it's not the way it was.
No, you see, there were some maybe reasons for the people to be frustrated, if we put it that way, and a lot of those reasons are gone. I mean, there was a purpose to that movement. Mm-hmm. Now, I cannot say it's all gone, but it's not very active, very accurate at the moment. But of course, the Quebecois people are very hospitable by nature, and all of the people in the tourist area speaks at least two languages.
Explain the movement of the Quebecois and what they wanted.
Well, to make a long story short, they wanted the province of Quebec to have all of the powers in their hands to take all decisions that would be favorable to the province of Quebec. That's basically was the purpose.
So in America, it would be states' rights ruling.
Yes, that's a good way to put it,
When you come there as an American speaking English, and most Americans do not know French, that is not a problem, correct?
No, and for that you read every article that I read, that's written by American writers. They all realize that they can speak English anywhere they want.
And isn't in the provincial government, the kids in school, they are all taught bilingual. They all learn English and French, correct?
Right, it's true. The French kids learn English as a second language, and English kids learn French as a second language.
Yes. And it probably serves them well from a tourism standpoint and an economic standpoint. It's a real advantage being bilingual.
It is, especially when you consider now the world is getting much smaller, and when you consider everything that's happening on the internet, to know English is something quite very important for your career.
That I wanted to come to Quebec City to visit as a tourist, what would you say the not to be missed things to do and see?
Well, first of all, you want to visit. You see, there's a lot of attractions that are related to the history of the city. Some of them are very, like, you can go and visit all of the fortifications of the city, including the citadel. Was talking about a fortress, and this, which is open for a visit, open to the public. This is a way to learn, and it's very unusual for us in North America to discover a walled city. So that's something first I would start with that. Now we have some museums. One museum is called Musée de la Civilisation. It's really, first of all, it tells you a lot about the First Nations, but in a very, very...
Boy, Richard, I wish we could go on. This has been great. It is such a miracle that I caught you here at the airport, but they just announced your flight departure. So I'm going to definitely have to come to Quebec City to continue and complete this interview.
Oh, yes, you're more than welcome. Yeah, we'll do that. In front of a glass of white wine on an outdoor cafe, that would be perfect. So yourself and all your listeners are more than welcome. You won't regret it. You'll have a great vacation, I can tell you.
Because my next question was going to be cuisine.
That's one of our very strong points. We had a very good reputation for, very high standards. And, the cost of living in Quebec City is very reasonable. Mm-hmm. It's not like a vacation that you're going to spend a fortune, like a room or at a reasonable cost. And everything, the cost is reasonable.
For further information, if somebody wanted to learn more on the web.
Yeah, quebecregion.com is the place to go.
I got to let you go, but before we go, I'm going to say farewell and bonsoir.
Bonsoir et merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup. This is your host, Tom Wilmer. We've been speaking with Richard Seguin, account executive for Media, Quebec City Tourism Canada. Thank you, Richard.
Oh, you're so welcome.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon.